Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts.
Hello, I am here today with a couple special guests that I've been really working with all summer, and we kind of revved up on August 1st. I'll let them introduce themselves to you.
Hi, I'm Lori Berryman, Director of Human Resources with Washington Local Schools.
Hi, Jennifer Bronikowski, Assistant Superintendent, Washington Local Schools.
So today I wanted to start with Lori Berryman in Human Resources. Obviously, it's been a really busy summer, probably started in the spring for her, with hiring and filling positions. So Lori, want to talk a little bit about your work and what's happening?
Yeah, we were very busy over the summer. We started in June with a job fair, which we had 125 representatives from the Washington local community that showed up, and we had representatives and supervisors from nutrition services, custodian maintenance, representatives from student services with paraprofessionals, and bus drivers. And we're really able to do a great job in filling the majority of our positions going into the new school year.
That's great. Is that something that you've done in the past?
It actually isn't something that we have done in the past, but we had such a great turnout and such good feedback that we are planning on continuing to have at least one or two job fairs, and have even discussed maybe going to community events or sporting events in order to recruit new hires.
That's great. So it sounds like you had a lot of new hires. Are there any spots that are open or that we're looking for help still?
We do have a few positions that are open. We have paraprofessionals that I think at the elementary and junior high level. We are always looking for bus drivers and transportation employees. And we have a couple safety aid positions. So safety aid positions are really great for people who are looking to work 2.5 hours per day. You're out on the playground, you might be in the cafeteria supervising students, but just something to get out of the house. It's great for parents who have kids in school or retirees looking for something to do.
And if somebody's interested in one of these positions or wants to sub for us, how do they contact you, or how do they start that process?
Really, the best way to go about it is visiting the Washington Local website at WLS4Kids.org. And at the bottom of the homepage is a link that says employment. And that will take you to our human resources page, where we have videos that go over the different positions and responsibilities of those positions, and then to the application, and goes through the process and what you need to do to get signed up to be a Washington local employee.
I know you said you're busy. How many people do you have that have we hired over the summer? Do you have that information?
So over the summer, we have hired 55 contracted employees, and about 35 of those are certified, or what we consider teaching or support staff. And we've also hired 41 substitutes. So a lot of those positions have come from the job fair that we had in June.
Yeah, that's great. Great work for you and your department. And I know you've been really, when everybody else is on summer vacation, you're not. Your office kind of revs up. So we do appreciate that work.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share before I turn it over?
Oh, we did have a substitute teacher meeting last week where 40 of our substitutes came in, and we just went over the responsibilities of substitute teaching. We got to know each other. We shared lunch and had a question and answer session. So anybody who is interested in being a substitute teacher, I think we have a very good support at this point in time, and we would love to have you come. You can be a substitute even if you don't have a bachelor's degree, which is something new over the past few years. But we're always looking for substitute teachers.
And I think that was very well received from all the feedback that I saw on social media, and I actually had some emails about how well that went.
Yeah. So can I give a shout out?
Yes, sure.
While we're talking about this, the new teacher events that we had, they just went over really, really well. I think always trying to bring in new folks and making sure that they kind of understand the mission and vision of our district, and that goes over really, really well. You do a seamless job in making sure people get in and get comfortable in their space.
We had a lot of great feedback from our new teachers last year. And so as a result of talking to the new teachers and seeing where we could improve as a department and maybe where we had gaps with our onboarding or orientation really helped in, I think, creating a better experience for our new teaching staff this year.
But I think that you're being a constant learner and how you can do things better and how you can, you know, better support Washington Local and the students. So I think that's one of your many skills is you're always looking to improve and always wanting to be a learner. So thank you.
Well, thanks.
All right. Jennifer Bronikowski, you know, when I moved into the superintendent position, she's now my right-hand woman here, and I'm super happy to have her on board. We've worked well together in the past, and I know we'll work well together in this position.
And so, when you opened and you said we worked a lot together this summer, I chuckled a little bit because I think we have a lot of professional history among this table, whether it was the building principal and Lori was an AP or a dean. And, yeah, so we go back a while, which makes me feel even more confident in the roles that we're all in right now.
Yes, agree. So talk to me a little bit about your new position and some things that you're overseeing and that you want people to know.
Learning. I think you just mentioned that about Lori being a lifelong learner and how we can always be better. I feel like that's exactly what's happening in my chair right now. I have a lot of learning to do, especially in the K-6 realm, and I'm so incredibly fortunate that I'm surrounded by awesome principals and teachers and staff members who have welcomed me into their buildings already and have welcomed me into their classrooms and said, come in anytime. Anytime you want to see what's happening in fourth grade or second grade or kindergarten, come on in. So those of you who are listening, I've taken notes about who you are, and I will be coming in, and I'm excited to do that. Continuing the work that you started with safety and security in our district, that's a real goal of mine, to make sure that our educators know that safety and security isn't in addition to the work that they're already doing. It's embedded in the work that we do every day. So it's walking by, it's being aware, it's making eye contact, it's making sure our students know. I know it sounds like a great idea to open the door for that person, but let's not. I laughed at Shoreland the other day. There was a great sixth grader who was a guard, and I was walking toward the door, and he was standing with the door open, and I didn't fob because the door was open, but he stopped and looked at my ID.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he said, oh, okay, like you work in the district, you can come in. And I said, you did exactly what you were supposed to do. Thank you for doing what you're supposed to do. Obviously, you're going to be a great guard for us.
That's great.
So I just really appreciate when even our youngest learners are aware of what's going on around them and are taking care of each other, and that's really what we hope for. So, yeah, just exciting work when it comes to safety and security and making sure people know that it is a priority for us.
Yeah, you've definitely been hit the ground running once teachers started, actually, and we're back in open houses and buildings, and we've crossed paths, all of us, at many buildings, just being out there invisible, which I think I can speak for all of us, is probably the best part of our job. You know,
no doubt.
We do the work for kids, and we do the work for our staff, so really seeing the smiles, and, you know, today's the first day with Wednesday, because I'm actually recording this. Wednesday was the first day with all kids, so that's really what we're here for. So that's why we do the work. A couple things I've been asking everybody before I, you know, kind of close off. You've been in the district, both of you, a long time. Talk to me a little bit about how long you've been in the district, and then some moment or a special some memory that you have in Washington Local that you could share with us. Whoever wants to go first.
This is my 26th year in the district. My first year in the district, I was hired as a year-long sub. So I do have the experience of being a substitute and what that was like in Washington Local. I had the opportunity of teaching health and phys ed and became a dean and then went into the associate principal role and have ended up here in human resources. And I think really going back to the beginning of my career in Washington Local, I felt so incredibly welcomed and met such incredible people. And maybe it's because Jennifer's sitting right here beside me, but Jennifer and I worked as student council advisors together. And I think some of my best memories at Whitmer High School, which I hold near and dear, are with student council and going through planning the dances, you know, planning prom, reading names at graduation, and really following these students through their high school experience. And it just really meant a lot to me. And I've hired many of the students that I had back in those days as teachers. And it's funny that, you know, looking back, there are so many of them that I'm like, they would be excellent teachers. And they may have been 14, 15 years old at the time.
And here I remember they are.
We did recruit a little bit back in the high school days because you could see that talent in people.
Come back. Yes. We kept saying, come back.
Well, and, you know, I think that as a human resources director, you know, I am always looking to our community. And people who are truly invested in Washington Local really make our best employees. And so it is really good to invest in those grow your own programs or to recruit from students who have our graduates and understand our vision, our mission, and kind of what we're all about.
I think it's funny you shared your memory, but was actually making memories for students. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it made memories for you that have obviously friendships, but it's truly you created memories for students. So that's just a really cool share out. Thank you. Jennifer?
So mine, I'm going to do a funny one and then one that's a little closer at home and more recent. So when I first was hired at Whitmer, and we hear this a lot with new staff, especially if they're not from our area, it's big. It's a big place. And it was day two for me. And I was lost, like capital letters, L-O-S-T, lost. And I'm wandering around, and I turn the corner, for those of you who are Whitmer folks, up by the library, second floor, trophy case area, and I run right smack into the building principal, like literally turn the corner and say to him, I'm lost. Can you help get me back to my classroom space? And he was like, sure. And we walked together, but it was the second time meeting the person, the building principal, and I just thought, well, what an impression you have made. So I have a lot of empathy for folks when they come in to any new transition, whether it's new to the high school, new to the junior high, you know, those transition times are difficult for folks. So and then the second one for me that is going to stand out as a memory forever is graduation last year when the baseball team was able to make it after a game that was in BG. We didn't know if they were going to make it or not. We were getting live updates from the stage. And to see those young people turn the corner with their baseball uniforms on with dirt, and they had it was a great win at that. So it was just a really, really awesome moment for me that I'm going to carry on with me forever.
Again, memories about kids. And mm-hmm. I think that's why you're both good at your job. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of working both with you at the high school. Mm-hmm. And now here we are at Central Office working together. So just appreciate the team and your work that you do for kids and looking forward to a great school year. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!